Phoneboy Speaks episode 124. The media bias is so obvious. Aereo is a company that operates essentially an antenna farm and makes the antenna available to people who live in New York and essentially allows you to capture over-the-air broadcasts and send it to send it to any device that you want over IP. So it's like a big extension cord, except the extension cord runs over the internet. And of course, the TV networks don't like this because they view it as retransmitting content without their consent, and they've negotiated with cable companies these retransmission agreements where the cable companies actually pay to retransmit these channels, and this is why my cable bill, which I only have limited basic, right, it's gone up $5 in 5 years, and it's because of these retransmission agreements, not because the real cost of providing this is really gone up. It's just that people want more money, and so of course they're squeezing it out of everybody, and the networks don't like the fact that Aereo is essentially using the over-the-air broadcasts, which are free, and essentially retransmitting those. They view that as stealing content and whatnot. And so far, the courts have basically said, no, they're not. What they're doing is perfectly legal. And then of course they're appealing, and now it's getting coverage in mainstream media. I mean, there's like on NBC Nightly News, they talk about Aereo and they say, they basically cover the network side of the story, which is that they don't think this company is playing by the rules, and they think they're stealing content, and they don't think very highly of it. But yet they don't put out the other side of the story, which is that this is it's just like over the air TV, except you're paying somebody else to host the antenna and essentially pay for the long extension cord. That's the basic argument, and they're not even covering that. And so it's very it's very obviously biased. This is just an obvious example of media bias, and it's something you have to be aware of when you watch anything, right? Whether it's whether it's mainstream media or even the alternative media, you have to know what the bias is, and you have to recognize that you're not being told the whole story. Whatever, again, no matter who you hear it from, but these companies, of course, have commercial interests that they have to protect, but you don't necessarily know about them, and they don't necessarily disclose them up front, so. Yeah, this is true with a lot of things. It is one of the reasons I tend to listen to alternative media, because at least in the alternative media, they don't necessarily have, traditional advertisers. And so they subsist on essentially user donations. This is why I'm a big fan of No Agenda, because of the kind of stuff that they do. I also listen to the Corbett Report and a few others. And I realize that I'm not always going to get the whole story from anybody on any particular issue, but if I listen to enough sources, I can kind of triangulate on what the real truth of the matter is. But you can't just take anything that the mainstream media says for granted. You can't take anything that even No Agenda or Corporate Report or anybody, you can't take it for granted. You have to do use it as a basis for doing your own research if you really want to know more. But as I said, this is an example, like the most clear-cut, obvious example of media bias, the way this Aereo thing is being covered. And so, I hope you take that as a reason that maybe you should take a look at No Agenda in the morning, and you should also, maybe look at Corbett Report or some of these other sources of information. I don't say InfoWars, because those guys are, they're a very commercial interest, and I think they're also part of the mainstream media, even though they seem kind of alternative and have a wacky view. It's kind of like Fox News, right? They're they're still part of the mainstream media. That's just, you know, maybe a little bit different point of view, but, you know, there's commercial interest there too. And, you know, there's plenty of evidence that those things are, you know, just as much part of the narrative as, NBC News or, the more traditional networks are. So anyway, just, I went off on a little rant here, but it's really easy to do when the media bias is so obvious. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.